Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. If you've been here for a little while, thank you for staying. If you just got here, welcome aboard. Because we've got some important things to talk about with Sam Norwood, our good friend from Tatum CFO Partners. And Sam is one of the guys over there at Tatum that helps us understand what's going on in the economy. About once a month, Sam joins us to talk to us about a survey that they conduct of hundreds of chief financial officers around the country who work with them to find out what's going on out there in the economy where the rubber meets the road. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a great pleasure to be back, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Sam, you and I, it's been a very interesting project to track the economy this year in 2003, because we went into a situation where it looked like the economy was kind of picking up just a little bit earlier in the year, and then we had the war and things fell off during the war. Consumer confidence, you know, went straight down, and the overall economy wasn't too good. Then after the war, we had a little bit of a spike. We had a little bit of optimism, and we had a little bit of excitement going on. And the recent report, though, it looks like, says that the one I guess was for June, says that things are still going good, but not as good as they were in April and May.
Well, it is typical in a recovery, which we believe we are in a recovery now, but it comes in fits and starts. The conditions are all there. If you look around, there's plenty of money. Interest rates are the lowest we've seen in most of our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's money. The government is running a deficit, which we don't like, but it does stimulate things. And so we're not economists, but we do get what I refer to as the sandpaper feel of what's going on in a lot of industries all around the country where our partners are engaged with clients. And in this monthly survey, which we conduct as of the first of the month each month, and our most recent one is now on our website at www.tatumpartners.com, and anybody can go in there and see it. We see that the recovery is still percolating along, but the rate of increase or the rate of improvement is not as high as it had been in May and June, as registered at the first of mm-hmm. each of those months.
Mm-hmm.
Still good, though. And we'd had a little flurry last month, indicated by the survey of our partners, that there was a little capital expenditure commitment expansion and expansion in employment. But those dropped off back as of the 1st of July a little bit, and our conclusion on that was, well, we had a lot of pent-up high-priority projects that had to be released, and as confidence increased, those were released, but the rate of those will kind of lag for a little while, we believe.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other reasons why? Is there a summer lag, or is there people on vacation and that sort of thing? Is that hurting some industries? Is that another reason why things are off a little bit?
And it helps some.
Yeah.
You know, one of the industries that has been such a laggard for the last couple of years has been the transportation industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that picks up in the summer, and hospitality industry is percolating much better. And I read this morning that one of the airlines had a very surprisingly strong July 4th weekend. And you get little indications like this, and this is why our survey – what we try to do is while any particular industry or company may feel like, oh, look at here, we have a little surprise coming here,
mm-hmm.
positive surprise, wonder how broad-based it is. And so we go to all of our partners. We have over 400 around the country and say, what's going on where you are? And we summarize that in our survey report.
Mm-hmm. Now, the a lot of your people are in manufacturing, aren't they?
Well, a lot are in service, a lot are in the healthcare field, so it's really broadly based.
Well, the reason I was asking that, the reason I brought that point up was because of the influence of the dollar, the drop of the dollar against other currencies, the weakening of the dollar abroad. And what I want you to do, when we come back to these messages, which we're going to take in just a break in just a few seconds, when we come back, I want you to talk to us about the dollar's effect on the economy. And I know you're not exactly, you're like me, you're not a currency expert, but I know a lot of you people are manufacturers, and the drop in the dollar is good for manufacturers. It's good for exporters in America.
Sure.
And we're going to get Sam Norwood to talk to us about that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Terry Lanier is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about some small office, home office issues, some things that she's got going on that will help those of us who are micropreneurs. And then we're going to be visiting with Stephen Brill, and he's going to talk to us about, give us an update of, on post-911 America and some of the things that are going on with regard to with how things are going in America after the attack. Sam Norwood is our guest, and we're talking about the most recent Tatum CFO survey that he and his organization have conducted of their CFOs around the country. Sam, I was talking about the currency situation. I just got back from Sweden a couple of weeks ago, and our currency didn't help me with the exchange rate overseas. It sort of hurt my budget when I was going over there because of that. But if I were an exporter either of manufactured goods or services, I'd kind of be happy about the way things are going right now.
Things are very fortunate in two respects for international companies that are based in America. The first thing is certainly when the dollar is weak, it means that our products are relative bargains for people outside the United States. So it is a stimulus to our exporters. The other thing is that U.S.-based companies that have assets abroad are also benefited by the exchange rate difference mm-hmm. that has happened in the past year, where the dollar has gotten weakened. It means that the international assets that they own have gotten stronger, and their international operations are more valuable now. So
right.
It happens in two ways. But that's a good stimulus, is the weakness of the dollar. And another great stimulus is the availability and the pricing of capital. I can't emphasize that enough. It's capital is the engine of growth, and we all can recall in recent years when capital has been so tight we just couldn't get it. And that was a result of a collapse of confidence that happened mm-hmm. around the bursting of the bubble in the dot-coms and technology. Mm-hmm. Well, that is now getting much in a much better way. So companies can go and borrow. You've noticed that the stock market has gone up. That's an indication of confidence. And
right.
So money's available, and that engine of growth, coupled with a better tax situation and
right.
better export situation,
and it's been a while since we've had any kind of terrorism of any significance. The war went well, and so that's building some confidence in people too, isn't it?
That's helped a lot, also. And even though we still read in the paper about corruption in corporate America, we've learned to accept that we're doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
At first it was so shocking, and it kind of reduced our confidence about, well, what are we getting in our financial reports from corporate America? But now the prosecutions are actually increasing our confidence that the corruption of the financial information is on the run. getting less, and we're increasing our confidence in that way too.
Well, we feel like that the numbers we're getting from the stocks that we're companies whose stocks we're holding, we feel like we're a little more confident about those. Those companies seem to be increasing profitability, seems to be improving. A lot of these companies have plenty of cash. And so it's just a matter of time, really, Sam, isn't it, until things really start ginning a little bit?
Yes, and our survey is geared to look for signs of traction and look for signs of change that are real. The backlogs are one of the most real things about the near-term prospects mm-hmm. for business. Manufacturers receive orders, and then it goes into their backlog, and then they ship the orders, and that relieves the backlog. And so we watch backlogs in our survey, and they're higher now than they have been, which is a good sign, although they're not as high in the most recent month as they were a month ago.
Now, another thing that you guys say, in the past 30 days, 41% of your respondents said things in their world got better.
Yes.
And only 14% said they got worse. And a little more than 45, about 45 said they were about the same. So we may not like all those numbers, but we got to like the trend.
Exactly. And we look at the ratio also of those who think that it got better versus those who think that it got worse. And that ratio is very nice. The ratio of better to worse in the most recent month was 2.87. That is, there are two... almost three votes for better or indications of better than worse during the past 30 days. And that's higher than it has been in all but 2 months in the past 12 months. So we think that that the strength is there, but it had been higher in May after a big burst expansion indications in May. So we're expanding, but let's say at a somewhat slower rate. And that means it's sustainable. You can't, it's like an automobile. You first accelerate when you come from a stop. You accelerate at a faster rate, and then the rate of acceleration slows down, but you're still going faster up to a normal speed. So we see both indications of the past 30 days and the next 60 days.
We are back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us and for hanging around with us today. Sam Norwood is our guest, and we're talking about the most recent survey that he and his organization have taken of hundreds of CFOs around the country. Sam, I want to come back to something you mentioned a minute ago and talk about the capital situation, the availability of capital. As you say, there is no more important issue. There's no more important fundamental for businesses, especially small and especially growing and emerging businesses, and that is the availability of capital. If without that, without the availability of capital to grow our businesses, to take advantage of opportunities, we're basically in big trouble. And this is a good time in the life of the marketplace, isn't it, to have access to capital?
It's a wonderful time to be getting the capital that you need for growth, which I believe is coming. The growth opportunities are going to be there. Lock it in now. If we look back over the last 6 weeks or so, there has been a fairly dramatic reduction of interest rate. In my lifetime, in my adult lifetime, I've not seen rates like this low. Mm-hmm. I think that the government is concerned about the possibility of deflation, and if that were to happen. The concern is that if we were in a deflationary situation, people would then not spend because they would wait for prices to get lower. And we don't know. We haven't been in that situation. We don't know quite what the consequences would be. But the general feeling is it would be not good. So
no, it wouldn't be good. Are any of your people seeing deflationary trends?
Well, we're seeing that it's very hard to pass through price increases. There's plenty of capacity, and that's another reason why we think that that the economy is poised to continue to grow.
Well, we've had pricing power problems though for a number of years, though, haven't we, Sam?
It's been accumulating and getting tougher and tougher. And but now I think that the government wants to have some inflation, and so, and it gives us a stimulus to go ahead and buy now. It's familiar territory with us. And so the markets, frankly, are flooded with liquidity. Money's available. Lock in the rates, because once the economy starts picking up, then price increases will come. Inflation will be back in a stronger way, and interest rates will then rise.
What are you guys looking at for the next 60 days?
Well, we think the next 60 days look really good for us. And not for us, I'm not speaking for our particular company, although that looks good too, but for the business conditions as a whole, based on our survey, we see a high level of confidence that that business conditions will continue to improve at a sustainable and somewhat lower rate than we saw in the months of May.
I like to use the word healthier.
Yeah.
I like the term healthy, because I think a slower, sustained rate is a lot healthier than some kind of a I mean right now we don't need some kind of an explosion of activity. We need slow and sustained growth. I want to stop for a minute, though, Sam, before we go any further, and do something I've been meaning to do for a few minutes, and I forgot to earlier. I want to tell folks how they can find out more about Tatum CFO Partners. Give us your website, please.
Sure. It's tatumpartners.com. And actually, we have CFO Partners, which are the larger part of our business, and CIO, Chief Information Officer Partners as well. And what they, what our partners do, CFO and CIO, are principally to fulfill the role of Chief Financial Officer and Chief Information Officer in companies typically ranging from $5 million to $100 million in sales, but a few that are smaller and really emerging, and some that are bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And we perform projects also for companies having financial, sophisticated financial need for talent and information technology officer needs. So we supplement and complement sometimes in large companies, the CFOs that are there with
Sam, the website that is TatumCFO.com, right?
The website is TatumPartners.com.
Tatum Partners.
And we changed the Tatum CFO to Tatum Partners,
okay,
to indicate that we're broader than just
the CFO. TatumPartners.com. Folks, check it out when you get a chance. Sam, thank you for being here. We'll see you next month.
I'm looking forward, Jim. Take good care.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.